If the person who made a neder not to benefit from his friend was now traveling with that friend, the aimo mayoko, the person who made the neder doesn't have what to eat, and the friend wants to provide for him without having him being over on the neder. What he can do is give the food to a third party as a gift. And then that third party can give the food to the person who made the neder, and it is not considered as if that person is benefiting from his friend, since he gave it first to a gift to a third party. Now, this is only mutter in a time of distress where the person who made the neder doesn't have what to eat. And since this food originally belonged to him, and it is clear that he only gave it to the third party as a gift, so that third party can give it to the person who made the neder, so this is only mutter b'di'evet, as opposed to the case of Mishnah Zion, where he hints to the chenveni to give his friend the food, that is mutter l'chatchila, since the food never belonged to the other person, it belonged to the chenveni, and he only hinted to the chenveni to give it to him, that would be mutter, even if the person who made the neder had what to eat. If the two of them were traveling on the road and there was no third party, and now the person who made the neder doesn't have what to eat, maniach ala sela o ala geder v'oimer harehen mufkarin l'chol mi sheyachpos v'hala noitel v'oich. The person who he made the neder from now wants to provide for the other person without the other person being over on his neder. What he has to do is he leaves the food on a rock or on a fence and he says, this food is hefker to anybody who wants to take it. And now the person who made the neder is allowed to take it since it is already hefker. It is not as if he is benefiting from the other person. This is also only mutter if the person who made the neder doesn't have what to eat. Because midrabbanan, in order to be makir something, you have to be makir in front of three people. Rabbi Yose does not allow the person who made the neder to take the food even after the friend was makir, since there was no other person with them. Only the two of them were there. Therefore, it is not considered hefker, since there was nobody else there to be mezake in this hefker. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi holds it is not considered hefker. Instead, it is considered a matana, and it is considered as if the person who made the neder is directly benefiting from his friend. Masechet Nedarim, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. Hashutfim shenadru hana zemizeh. Two partners that share a common courtyard, that each one of the partners made a neder not to benefit from the other partner. Asurin likaneis l'chazur. They are both not allowed to enter this common courtyard. As we saw in the previous parak, that somebody who makes a neder not to benefit from another person cannot enter the other person's property. So here, since they both have a chelek in this chatur, neither one of them can enter the chatur. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Zen nechnas l'teich shalo. V'zen nechnas l'teich shalo. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says each one can enter into his chelek of the chatur. Now, even though they are shutfim in the whole chatur, they didn't split the chatur between the two of them, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds yesh brer, which is that he holds that at the time that they bought the chatur, each one has the tension that when each one of them uses the chatur, that when he uses the chatur, that chelek of the chatur that he uses will be totally his at the time he is using it. So therefore, when each one enters the chatur, that part of the chatur that he is entering is totally his, so therefore it's not as if he is entering into his partner's chatur. Now that which Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is matir, that's only by a small chatur, a chatur she'ein ba'din chalukah. Now a small chatur that has less than 16 amas, neither one of the shutzim can force his friend to split the chatur down the middle. So therefore Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is matir ayidei brer. But by a large chatur, a chatur she'yesh ba'din chalukah, where it has 16 amos or more, that each one of the shutzim can force the other shutzim to split the chatur down the middle, then Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov would not be matir, as they first should split the chatur, and then each one would enter into his chelek, and in such a case, even the Tanakama would be matir, since they split the chatur down the middle. Usneim asurim lahamid sham rechayim v'tanur ulegadel tanagol. Each one of the shutzim are not allowed to set up in the chatur a mill or an oven or to raise roosters in the chatur. Even though Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov allowed each one of them to enter the chatur, But that's only because of Brera, as we said, that the intention of the Shutzpim was at the time they bought the Chasr, that when each one entered the Chasr, that part of the Chasr would be totally his, but that's only to enter the Chasr. But to do one of these things, that Shutzpim are not allowed to do one of these things in a common courtyard, unless the other shutzpim gives them permission. So we can't say that their intention was at the time they bought the chasr that each one should be able to do one of these things, and then the chasr would be totally his, because neither one of them is allowed to do this. So even if the shutzpim right now gives them permission to do that, it is not shayach breira, and therefore it is also haya echad mehen mudur hana mechaveru. If only one of the shutzpim makes the netter not to benefit from the other shutzpim, lo yikanek l'chatzah, that shutzef may not enter the chatzah. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov oimer, yachohu loimer lo. The shutzef who makes the netter can tell the other shutzef, l'toysha li ani nichnas, ve'eni nichnas l'toysha lo. I am entering my part of the chatzah, not your part of the chatzah. As we said, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds yesh breira, that they had the intention at the time they bought the chatzah, that each one of them, when he enters the chatzer, it will be as if that part of the chatzer totally belongs to him, so therefore he is not being over on his netter. But we do force the one who makes the netter to sell his share in the courtyard to the other shutzim if he does not want to be matur the netter. Since only one of the shutzim made a netter, and the other shutzim didn't make a netter, and only that shutzim is not allowed to enter the chatzer, when he sees his friend entering the chatzer and he is not allowed to enter the chatzer, he will be jealous of his friend, and the chachamim were afraid that he might enter into the chatzer himself. So therefore, the chachamim forced him to sell his share of the courtyard to his shutzim. And even Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that holds that that shutzim who made the netter is allowed to enter the chatzer, i.e. the breira, he still holds that we force him to sell his chelek of the chatzer, because since, as we said earlier, that shutzim is not allowed to set up there a mill or an oven or to raise roosters. And when he sees the other shutzim doing one of these things, he will be jealous of the other shutzim and he might come to do that himself. So even Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov will admit that when only one of the shutzim makes a netter, then we force that shutzim to sell his chelek of the chatzer to the other shutzim.